On November 8, 78, you made history as being the first Oklahoma sitting governor to win a United States Senate seat.
Yes.
You were tabbed a moderate, and you were, Frosty Troy writes, born, obtained is the dream of every politician. Almost everyone thinks he's on their side, and he is about half the time.
Well, Frosty, he had some great one-liners. Of course, I didn't always think they were so great at the time he wrote them, but looking back on them, he certainly had some great one-liners, and I would say he is a person, too, that we had our difference of opinion. You know, Frosty is not very healthy now, and I think he was a great champion of education in Oklahoma all the years he had the Oklahoma Observer. And as we've started some of the things we're working on now, trying to get Oklahoma to vote for a penny sales tax for education, really to save education in Oklahoma, I just think if Frosty were well and he still had the Oklahoma Observer, I just don't know if he could get in the habit of writing nice things about me, but I think he would be joining this crusade if he possibly could.
Fortunately, shortly before he showed signs of ill health, I interviewed him, and he, of course, was a great storyteller.
Oh, great storyteller.
Committees that you served on as a senator, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence from 87 to 93. You must have had tremendous experience there and stories to tell out of that.
Well, it was an incredible experience. And, you know, I'd always been interested in foreign affairs. When I first got to the Senate, someone said, do you want to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee? The other choice was to try to get on the Finance Committee, which, by the way, Senator Kerr was the ranking member of the Finance Committee, and it handles all of taxation, including oil and gas taxes. It handles Social Security. It's like the Ways and Means Committee in the House. It's definitely the most powerful of all the domestic committees. Everyone said to me, we want you to go be like Senator Kerr. We want you to be a really powerful member of the Finance Committee. So I couldn't be on both of those committees. They were exclusive. You had to pick one or the other. So I went to the Finance Committee, but I always wanted to find a way to get involved in foreign affairs. Well, the Intelligence Committee doesn't count. It's not an exclusive committee. You could be on it and still the Finance Committee. So I did get on the Intelligence Committee. The late Robert Byrd appointed me to the Intelligence Committee. That was a direct appointment of the leader. He appointed me, and he called me into his office. He appointed three people that day. I remember Senator Bradley was one of the others. He said, I'm appointing you at 9:10. The next appointment's going to be at 9:11. They're all on the same day. The next one at 9:12. He said, that means you have seniority on the committee, and that could become important. Well, you can only serve on that committee 8 years by rule. After I'd only been on the committee 2 years, everybody ahead of me all became chairman of other committees or got defeated or something happened. And so all of a sudden I became the senior member because I was appointed 1 minute earlier than Senator Bradley was. And I'd only been there 2 years, so I got to be chairman 6 years. That's the longest of anybody in the history of the Senate's ever been chairman of the Intelligence Committee. The great thing about that was it put you in direct touch with the presidents because there were so many things that the President of the United States is obligated by law to only inform the majority minority leader, Speaker of the House, so on their the gang of eight, and the chairman and vice chairman of the intelligence committees. A lot of secret appropriations for things and covert actions and secret actions. So the presidents have to deal with you. They have to really talk to you several times a week, probably. That also gave you an opportunity that I might say, well, you know, I'd like this or that based in Oklahoma, or I'd like this change in the wheat program or whatever. It was fascinating because I was so interested in the subject matter. But it was also very helpful to Oklahoma for me to be able to have that relationship and dealing with the president directly on so many things.